I'm so glad I've got you in my arms again. And you're feeling sexy like a skeleton. You're looking skinny like Gollum and Mordor, 'cause you have an eating disorder. You're looking good, killing your body. You are my anorexic hottie. Exercise is on your mind, 'cause you have a fat behind. You're starving for love. You're starving for love. Laxatives and celery. You wanna be Nicole Richie. You're starving for love. You're starving for love. All you ever eat are green beans. You'll never fit in your bikini. You're starving for love. You gained a pound and now you've got a frown. Barf it out and turn the frown upside down. At least your casket will be easy to move around, 'cause you look around 70 pounds. You still haven't lost enough water weight. You've got some baby fat on your waist. Seeing you gives me thinspiration. Just stop eating those rice cakes. You're starving for love. You're starving for love. Laxatives and celery. You wanna be Tara Reid. You're starving for love. You're starving for love. Refusing to never eat those calories. You've got no self-esteem. You're starving for love. You've got hospital bills from eating all those weight loss pills. You're gonna die any day, but you are in tip-top shape. Love. You're starving for love. Laxatives and celery. You wanna be Kate and Ashley. You're starving for love. You're starving for love. Treadmills and Pilates are what you need, and a daddy. You're starving for love. You're starving for love. You're counting your calories when nobody thinks you're pretty. You're starving for love.
Great Corey. Hey, Freaks, it's Monday, September 24th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, what toilet etiquette says about you? Plus, VHS porn was full of ugly women selling sex. When masturbating young boys is the least offensive crime you've committed. And robot sex dolls have landed in the U.S. All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You fuck me while I fucking give birth to a baby.
Welcome to the Distorted View Daily, everybody. Got a great program for you today. My name is Tim Henson. I'm the host of this train wreck.
The whistles go woo woo.
It's that woo woo. I got it on my corn. It's just for decoration, man. It's just for decoration. I love Bub Rub and his sister. If you don't know who they are, do yourself a favor and YouTube search that. Listen, I do have a great program for you today. I was thinking about something today while in the bathroom. I know we talk a lot on the show about bathroom etiquette, bathroom procedure, shitting, wiping. I don't want to really open this whole do you wipe front to back or back to front can of worms. However, I think you can gather all you need to know about a person just by watching them go to the bathroom. It sounds creepy, but I think it's socially acceptable. As long as you're not, like, jerking off, right? As long as it's not a sex thing. For instance, if you wipe back to front, you're a sociopath.
That's been well documented. You don't scoop shit towards your balls or your pussy. That's cuckoo crazy bananas. Another controversial bathroom decision is the toilet paper placement. I don't know if I ever revealed this or not, but growing up, my family always placed the toilet paper on the toilet paper holder with the paper going under, not over. And most people, I guess, choose over. I learned that after I moved out of my house and went off to college or something. Now, I'm not going to sit here and spout off the merits of using, toilet paper with the roll going under. It is the better method because it's easier to yank off toilet paper that way. Because it's underneath and behind the roll, right? So you grab it and you just tear it. And usually it'll hit like the bar of the toilet paper holder or something, which will help tear it off more cleanly. Does that make sense? But that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to say today is that after much introspection, thinking about how I grew up and how I live my life now, based solely on toilet paper roll placement, I can say with some certainty, and I'm not proud about this, if I were alive during Nazi Germany days, I would probably just go along with the Nazis. I'd be gassing Jews left and right. Because what has happened is that, like I said, growing up, my family always placed the toilet paper with the paper going under, behind the roll. But the second I learned that the normal way that the majority of people live their life is to put the toilet paper with the toilet paper going over the roll, over the front, I switched. Boom. Even though I knew it was wrong, I didn't want to look like a cretin, like some sort of freak of nature. So I just went along with it all. I was complicit. And I think that probably translates to every other aspect of my life and personality. So I want to say at the top of the show, I'm so sorry, Jews, for what I would have done to you in Germany in the 1940s. It's inexcusable, but I'm a very weak person. Just look at my bathroom. Just look at the position of the toilet paper. That toilet paper practically has little swastika designs printed on it. I'm very embarrassed about it. This is what I think about when I'm in the bathroom, by the way. Also today, I noticed something. When I was growing up, see, my parents didn't teach me how to do shit. I was so unprepared to be an adult living in the world. When I was young, I would go to the bathroom, but I would pull my pants. Like, if I was going to go piss, I wouldn't just stick my dick through the slit in my underwear and through my jeans or whatever. I would completely pull down my pants so they were both around my ankle. And then I would piss. So what the hell happened when I went off to kindergarten? That's exactly how I pissed when we would take restroom breaks or whatever. And I don't know why we took group restroom breaks in kindergarten. That seems a little weird. And I don't know why the teacher was there watching us. I think maybe that's something I should explore with a psychologist, but whatever. So I was, I think the teacher was outside guarding, right? But then one of the kids was like, "Hey, Tim is pissing with his pants around his ankle." And the teacher comes running in and they pull up my pants so my little butt wasn't exposed to all the other children. But to this day, like if I'm out in public now, of course, I know how to piss properly. I know what's socially acceptable in public restrooms. If I'm home, chances are I'm pulling my pants all the way down. I don't know if it's around my ankles, but it's clearing my balls. Like, you know, the pants are around my legs. So today I was out in public. When I say in public, it's like I'm exposing myself in public. No, I went to a public restroom. I'm doing much better in the urinals, by the way. I've been pissing in urinals, even though I'm very pee shy. I still have a problem if there's someone right next, like using the urinal next to me. However, if there's like someone in a stall next to me and I can hear him like shitting or coughing or whatever, I can pee now in urinals. So progress. Anyway, so I do piss. I happen to be in a restroom where it was just a toilet, right? There's no urinal. And it was just a single use bathroom. There was no there weren't multiple toilets. So I was feeling very comfortable. I didn't have to worry about being pee shy or whatever. But anyway, I knew, look, I'm in a public restroom. I can't pull my pants down around my ankle. I've got to pee like a big boy. But I noticed, I think the reason why I don't like to do that is because my dick can barely clear the two layers of fabric that's needed to stick out and pee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta stick my dick through my underwear and my pants, and I must have a very, very tiny penis because I can get it out and I can piss into the urinal. But I've noticed sometimes as the pee stream is slowing down, you know how like the pee kind of has an arch to it, but then it starts to slow down, then boom, it hits my jeans. Or even worse, if I'm wearing like khakis or some sort of like tan shorts or something, that's very noticeable when it gets wet. So now I'm doing this thing where I'm like arching my back and sticking my pelvis out super far just so I can clear my underwear and pants. Someone should make some sort of piss extender, kind of like a little plastic sleeve, almost like a straw. Goes over the tip of your dick and gives you a few extra inches to work with. Something to grab onto. You know, you kind of pee through the straw so, you know, you've got a few extra inches so it doesn't hit your fabric. Someone come up with that. It would really mean a lot to me. By the way, you know how you avoid that problem of getting, like, piss on your pants? Pulling your pants all the way down around your goddamn ankles. I'm going back to that in public restrooms. I don't care what people think of me. Worth not pissing myself. All right, hey, this past weekend, a friend of a friend gave me a couple VHS porno tapes, like old school VHS. And by the way, if you have any of those lying around, send them off to my new post office box. I love old porn, and sometimes there's good audio. Unfortunately, the two that he gave me, Tasty Treats number 7, and I don't remember the title of the other one, those were like compilations. And I had to explain to Lord Douche what those were. That's basically, of course, where these porn companies would repackage sex scenes from other movies and just throw them all on a tape and sell it. So Tasty Treats number 7 is just full of sex scenes from other movies. Easy way to rake in more cash, right? The problem is they eliminate all the story that surrounds it. So the sex scenes are kind of peculiar. You're not really sure why it's happening. It's like, why are these two people in a delicatessen? And why is there a shower in the deli? And who is that man in the corner watching but not participating? And what kind of sandwich is that on the table? Is that pastrami or corned beef? Looks really good. That was the best part of the sex scene. That sandwich looked tasty. That's also how you know I'm fat. Didn't care about the dick, didn't care about the twat. I was really focused on that rye bread sandwich. All right, so, I did not find any good audio. Something absolutely wonderful about VHS porn tapes is at the beginning, there's about, 20 minutes of phone sex ad after phone sex ad. We, as a society, had so much patience in the 80s and 90s. And the reason I know this is because VHS tapes were a very trying technology. You put these fucking things in, right? And the first thing that happens is on the television screen, you just see lines and scrambling and, you know, and popping noises. That's what happens when you press play on a VHS tape. And then black. And that black lasts at least 2 or 3 minutes, which is insane. I was like, why? What's going on? So you have to fast forward, but then you always fast forward too far. And then you got to rewind, you know, just to get to the very beginning of the tape. There's no like menus and stuff like DVD players. You put the tape in, press play, and eventually a picture will appear if you're lucky. But with these porn tapes, there's a whole extra layer of aggravation in the form of commercials. You know, you pay. These porn videos weren't cheap. Even in like the 90s, they were like $50. And then I don't know how much it cost to produce these fucking things, how much these whores were getting paid to screw, but $50. And then on top of it, they run a bunch of commercials to help subsidize the cost of this thing. Ridiculous. Outrageous even. So I screen capped one of these phone sex ads and I will post this on our Facebook page, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. You need to see this woman. She's hideous, like a universal monster. Her teeth are jacked up, man. And she wants to fulfill all your blowjob fantasies? More like a nightmare! Just to give you an idea of what these phone sex ads sounded like, take a listen. She's given a blowjob while using the phone. She's got the receiver, and this is like, you know, old school 80s, 90s telephone with the wire. So the curly cord of the phone is wrapped around this guy's dick.
Alexis, and I just love to suck cock over the telephone.
Yeah, I can tell, because you're sucking dick while you're on the phone right now, and you're shooting an ad, so it's like, yeah, you can't even pull the dick out of your mouth for 5 seconds. You love it so much.
Oh, now let's do a doggy style and ram that stiff, hard cock into my sweet, tight pussy. Oh, baby, this must be paradise.
I wonder if this phone number still works. It's a good line. 1-800-925-SUCK. It's just, here we go, Skype here. The days of phone sex services seem to be over with. Yeah, the number still works.
Hi, looking for girls who love to suck? Well, you've just reached horny, wild girls who love to do just that. Let us slide your stiff poles deep into our warm, wet mouths.
How much money can these phone numbers be raking in these days? Porn is free online. Newsflash. All right. So if you guys have any VHS tapes you think might be good for the show, might have some good audio or video, I will digitally encode it. Doesn't have to be porn. You know, it might be like an instructional film or dumb movie or something. Send it to my post office box. Okay, moving on. Before we get into the news, I've got a great clip here of a stand-up comedian, and I only feature the bad stand-up comedian, so you know what's coming. Although this guy is doing stuff that I've never seen before on stage. He's bombing in a whole new way. He's groundbreaking in that respect. So this guy is performing for, I don't know, he looks like a club, but there's not very many people in there, and he's wearing a funny outfit, like a Pokemon hoodie or something. All right, so let's see what happens.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Great! Woo! How are you?
And the crowd goes mild. Like, they're already not on board with him. They're kind of being condescending. Now, I'm not a stand-up comedian, so I don't want to seem like I'm an expert here. However, it seems to me, one thing a lot of these bad stand-up comedians do is they spend too much time on the greeting. They're like, hey, how's everyone today? How are you doing? All right. Okay, let's do this. You know, as opposed to saying, hey, how's the crowd feeling tonight? And then get right into the first joke. They're spending way too much time saying hello to the audience, which gives the audience a chance to heckle. You know, they want to be entertained. They don't give a shit. We don't care how the audience is doing, quite frankly.
Hi.
Great. How are you?
All right. Father Seahorse. I'm psyched to be here with you guys.
Oh, his name is Father Seahorse.
This is just started.
Yeah, okay, well, we're going to get started now. Yeah, we know. When you get on stage, you're supposed to get started. You don't have to announce that you're going to... All right, I'm about ready to tell you some jokes. You don't have to say that. So instead of getting started, he then takes a swig of his water bottle. Now, what this all means, of course, the extended greeting, the let's get started. Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you some jokes. Take a drink of water. It's that he doesn't have an act, right? He's trying to think of something to say next. What you're hearing is him vomiting. All right. It's not because he's nervous. This is all part of his act. He's got a blue bin that he has brought on stage. And he's on the stage on his knees or bent over puking. Now, this video is highly edited, so I apologize. We didn't see him actually bring the bin on the stage. Doesn't matter. This is the money shot. This is like Gallagher with the watermelon. This is what this guy's known for, I guess, right? This is his big closing. Although he just got on stage. He's like a prop comic, but his prop is the bile inside of him. The audience is grossed out, by the way. And also, this guy can't produce. Like, this is his big act, puking on stage, but he can't vomit up anything. The one woman in the crowd is pleading with him to stop.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. He's doing this all wrong, by the way. Okay, if you want to puke on stage, if that's what you think is going to get laughter, okay. But don't lean completely into the bin so we can't see you vomit. You know what I mean? Okay, the guy clapping now is like a bouncer or like the wait staff or something. I don't know, a bartender. He's like, get off the stage. You're done. Your act is over with. This is actually the funniest part of his act. All right, let me get to the clap. Now the bartender goes and knocks over the bucket and is like, what if there's puke in there? What if there's a little bit of puke? You're going to have to clean that up. Bad idea.
I have to fill up the bucket.
Steve over there. Steve already did it.
I have to fill up the bucket. No.
That's Father Seahorse, everybody. He's not only dragged off stage, you actually see him being dragged out of the club. Oh. He couldn't even hear his applause because he's not in the building anymore. All right, you get the idea there. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this nonsense. Become a true and honorable freak today. When you do, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this daily show since December 2004, so there are thousands upon thousands of old episodes to listen to. Plus, every week we do exclusive new podcasts just for paying members. Tomorrow, I'll be doing one of those. And again on Thursday, a Sideshow exclusive program. Great time to sign up. It's very inexpensive, $6.99 a month. Even less when you operate quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You may wonder or ask yourself, hey, how do I get these exclusive shows? Well, you get a special RSS feed that includes your username and password. You plug it into your Apple Podcast app or whatever podcast app you're using. You get all the free shows and all the exclusive programs. It works with, I'd say, about like 90% of the podcast apps out there. Plenty of free ones, that's for sure. You can also download the content off of the website. There's also videos. Oh, we've been doing videos. Usually right now about one a week. We're dipping our toes back in the video thing. I posted one on Thursday. Check that all out when you sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. And please, if you do have a few extra bucks a month, maybe you are already a Sideshow member or you don't want to be a Sideshow member, you can support the Distorted View through our Patreon account. I'm looking for a few good freaks to get our number up there. We lost a few patrons over the last month, I guess last month. Patreon.com/DistortedView. You can pledge as little as a dollar. It's just another way to support the show. Okay, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from the great state of Washington. I hate when people say that. I'm going to go wash my clothes. A Washington State patrol trooper got more than he bargained for when he tried to pull over a woman from Olympia for expired tags. The trooper spotted a white hatchback Toyota Prius southbound on I-5 through Marysville Wednesday evening. When the trooper turned on his emergency lights, the driver made no reasonable attempt to pull over. According to the arrest report, she drove about a mile before leaving I-5 and stopping at an intersection. The trooper then told her over the loudspeaker to get off the road. But she didn't. She stayed put. The trooper then approached the driver's side window and told her again to move the fuck off the road. She allegedly said she would not stop until she reached the Bank of America parking lot where she was going. This bitch had things to do. She had errands to run. Being pulled over by some asshole cop was not on her agenda today. She's got to go to the bank, and she has a brisket in the smoker. She needs to get home and tend to that, for Christ's sakes. All right, so the trooper then told the driver to pull over for a third time. She responded with, "I will not. I drive a Prius. I'm not pulling over there." Like, what does that even mean? Like, she's exempt from the law because she drives a Prius? Hey, asshole, I'm socially conscious. I don't have to pull over for you or for anyone else. I answer to Gaia. What is she saying here? First of all, a Prius is not that great of a car. There are better alternatives if you care about the environment. Go all electric, cunt. Then maybe the police officer would be okay with you breaking the law. Also, to anyone who's driving a Prius, I've got some news for you. You don't drive a very attractive car. And it's impossible to look cool in one. You're driving around in an egg. The back of Priuses are just hideous. Is that how you say that? Hideous. Hideous. All right, so she says, "I'm not going to pull over. I drive a Prius." The trooper told her a fourth time. Again, she refused. Seeing that the driver would not cooperate, he shot her in the face. No. did he taser? The trooper told her to step out of the vehicle. She said no and resisted. He then forced her out, and guess what? The driver was unhappy. She said, "I will own your bank account. I will own your house." She's very bank and money focused. She's got to get to Bank of America. She won't pull over because she's got to go to the bank. "I will own your bank account." The trooper asked her name, and she replied, "None of your business." The driver told the trooper that she would not pull over to the shoulder because her tires kept popping because her car is a Prius. Once again, proving Priuses are shitty cars. It also proves that this is not her first run-in with a police officer. Like, how many times have you dealt with police officers telling you to pull over to the side of the road? My tires keep popping every time I get pulled over! The driver, 42, was arrested for investigation of failing to obey instructions. That's a weird wording of that charge. She was also arrested for failing to identify herself and for obstruction. They're all misdemeanors. She was released Thursday night pending trial. So there you go. That's what's happening in Washington State. Now things are about to get a little darker. We had our fun with the bitchy Prius driver. Now let's move to underage sexual assault. Ta-da! The story comes from Montana. Reached Friday at his Miles City apartment, James E. Doc. Doc is his nickname. That's his playful name. They just call me Doc. As in, I like to dock my foreskin over the tiny little penises of little boys. Docking. All right. Reached Friday at his Miles City apartment, James E. Doc Jensen offered an apology to the victims he sexually assaulted during his 28-year tenure as an athletic trainer. It's always the fucking coaches at Custer County District High School Athletic. Jensen, though, also offered a denial. He offered an apology and then a denial. How's that gonna work? You can't have your cake and eat it too. All right, I did masturbate some of the boys. He had a include that sum. Look, I didn't fucking masturbate every single kid that walked through that locker room. I was selective. It was an honor. All right. I did masturbate some of the boys. Is that part of his denial? Like, I didn't masturbate all of them. Okay? That's hyperbole. I did masturbate some of the boys. I'm going to keep reading that line over and over so you can isolate that audio. Make me look like a monster. All right. Let's do it again. I did masturbate some of the boys. And I'm sorry for that. Is this really a case where you should just say you're sorry? That's not going to make anyone feel better. Also, you say you're sorry if you take someone's last can of Coke. saying you're sorry when you rape someone is kind of meaningless. All right, I did masturbate some of the boys, and I'm sorry for that. But the lawsuit said there was also oral sex and anal probing, and that isn't true. Like, why is that the part the boys lied about? As if an old man masturbating kids isn't bad enough. And he's admitting to it now, which leads me to believe that there's evidence, right? That there's some substantial, maybe video or something that shows him masturbating the boys. It was like, I was caught. Okay, yeah, I masturbated some kids. But there's no video of the anal sex, right? No, okay, yeah, I definitely did not fuck those boys. You've got no proof, right? And actually, it's anal probing, so maybe that just means like he used a finger in their butt. The 78-year-old Jensen said he hoped his actions didn't do a lot of emotional or other trauma to the boys. No, I'm sure they're going to be fine. One of the victims contacted Friday by the Gazette of Billings, Montana, isn't buying Jensen's qualified apology. He's a piece of shit, the victim said. That man took advantage on so many levels of so many kids, said the victim, now in his early 40s. He also added he had just started going to therapy early Friday. So, yeah, there's some emotional baggage attached to fucking jerking off a little kid when you're an adult. I am telling you, I was definitely masturbated by that guy, the man said. And I think it also went to oral sex. Wait a second. You think or you know? You know, if this shit goes to trial, you are going to be grilled for statements like that. Figure it out. Did you or did you not receive oral sex? Come on. I think it also went to oral sex. That's what I'm going to therapy to find out. I've pushed so many of those memories down so deep. The victim was among those who was contacted on Facebook starting about 2 months ago when Jensen sent a friend request. That contact was an effort to reach out to his victims and apologize. The victim says he doubts Jensen's contrition. Every man has to find a way to live with himself. It's his mind trying to justify a way that he can sleep at night. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the next line. Sometimes I read ahead. And Jensen's defense is that, like, look, I've had some medical training in my history. This is how I ran my athletics program. He insists that his athletic training program was based in Chinese medicine. And that at the time, he believed the program was legitimate. You know, the part where he would masturbate little kids. It's an ancient Chinese secret. Although, haven't we read stories before about how, like, Chinese mothers will sometimes jerk off their high school age kids so they'll focus on their studies? Like, oh, you're too horny! You're not paying attention in class! You're not doing your homework? Here, let me get you off. Can you imagine your mother? I can't imagine my mom jerking me off. Oh, my God. I guess I thought back then when I was doing it that it was doing for the boys what I said it would do. I'm not so sure now that I look back on it. There was nothing sexual in it for me. Jensen also insisted he has had no sexual contact with boys since his contract was not renewed by the school district in 1998. He said he was let go at the time without being given a reason by the district. He said he doesn't have any further plans except to go to trial and get it over with. I just want to go to my court case, get it done, rub this one out. Poor choice of words. Daniel Rice is one of the attorneys representing at least 19 of Jensen's victims in a lawsuit against him. I've talked to so many of our clients who have been abused anally and or orally by this guy. What he's saying is untrue. Rice said, whatever he is trying to do to make himself feel better about how horribly he abused these kids is totally disingenuous. So there you go. That's what's happening in Montana. Kind of makes that Washington State story about the lady not wanting to get out of her Prius seem quaint. Final story we have for you today. God damn it, man. Every week we talk about robot brothels or, you know, robot prostitutes. Well, it's come to the United States. Houston is where this story comes from. If you've ever seen an episode of the HBO drama Westworld, you may already be familiar with the concept. A brothel filled with sex robots will reportedly be opening its doors very soon. The sex robot brothel will be open for business in Houston within the next 10 days. That's according to the business partner for Canadian sex doll rental company, Kinky S Dolls. The company already operates a sex robot brothel in Toronto, where the dolls rent for $120 an hour. Here's the thing. We hear a lot about these robot sex dolls. Have you seen any of these that are convincing or worth $120 an hour? Quote, our love doll's goal is to provide intense pleasure, the website states. We provide deep and satisfying experience both in the way we feel and move. We will allow you to fulfill all your fantasies without any limitations. We just like the real... Oh, we feel just like the real thing. Isn't that Coca-Cola's slogan? I smell a lawsuit, and it smells like metal and lube. I'm just sort of guessing that's what sex with a love robot smells like. Motor oil and whatever grinding gears smell like. All right. We always fresh for you. This is not even a proper... We always fresh for you. We get sanitized with antibacterial products after every session. It's almost like the robot is talking. All right. The business has already drawn opposition online, where petitioners are seeking to prevent the business from opening its doors, as unsavory as it may be for some. Legal analyst Gerald Tree said there's little the city or opponents can do. There's a difference between human prostitution and artificial prostitution, and therefore there's no law that I'm aware of that prohibits this as long as it's done to where there's no public view of it while it's happening. Representatives for the city of Houston said they had not heard of the business and then asked for a coupon so they could check things out. They didn't ask for a coupon. The city of Houston's public works spokesperson said they could not determine if the company had filed the proper permits because they did not have a location address for the business. That's because the company hasn't announced the address of its Houston location. Keep the riffraff away until the doors are officially open. So there you go. If you live in Houston, do me a favor and visit this place when they open. Call into the voicemail line as you're fucking the robot. That would be awesome. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Yes, that feels very pleasurable. My robot twat will grip your dick. Dispensing pussy squirt. Brown grease. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you freaks. Many ways to contact the show. Voicemail line 206-666-4463. You can also email me show@distortedview.com. Find me on social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Also check out our Discord. Lots of freaks, over 800 freaks hanging out in our Discord. They post just disgusting, horrible, not safe for work stuff. That link is on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com if you want to check out our Discord. All right, let's check in with a few freaks. First up, a couple calls from our Patreon line.
Hey, Tim, it's Dank Tim. Long time no talk.
Yes, I was just asking about you. I was wondering if you were okay. I'm always very concerned about you, Dank Tim.
Hey, Tim, it's Dank Tim. Long time no talk. I've been in a lot of shit.
Of course, that sounds about right for Dank Tim.
I mean, I'm sober. I've been sober for 10 or 11 months now, but, I might be going away soon, but hopefully not, because I...
Do you need a character witness for whatever trial you are about to appear in?
Got a good lawyer. Anyways, besides that, like...
Okay, wait a second, Dang Tim. You can't dangle that carrot in front of me. What did you do? Why are you going away? You're sober. How are you getting in trouble?
Anyways, besides...
Are you bored or something?
Got a good lawyer. Anyways, besides that, life's going great. I love the show. Keep it
He's
up.
He's so upbeat, even though he could be facing jail time.
Up, and I love you, and I'll try,
Do you still play Splatoon, Dang Tim? I haven't been on recently, but I would love to play Splatoon with you before you go away.
Not to go to jail or, die, because if I go to jail, I'm going to get raped.
Yeah.
You've seen me. You know.
You're a little twink.
It's going to be bad. And I've already been raped before, so I don't need that again.
Well, you know what you're in for then. I mean, the first cut is the deepest, as they say.
Anyways, love you, man.
First cock is the deepest.
Have a good one.
It's a shame you have a good lawyer, because I was about ready to offer up my services. We'd turn it into a whole series of Distorted View specials. I would just stand up in court and say things like, this is outrageous! And I'd say, pursuant to Article 17, the statute clearly states my client broke no law. I just make shit up. I'd be and I'd overrule I would object everything, make a mockery out of that court. Like, let's be honest, you're probably going to go to jail. You probably did whatever it is you're accused of. You might as well let me have some fun. Recorded for the show.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Hey. This is Love Lady Cat Lady. And shout out to everyone in Discord. What up? But I was listening to, I guess it'd be yesterday's show, or Friday's show. And you talked about people trading food stamps in Ohio for drugs, alcohol, and sex, or whatever. And I don't know how it is in Ohio, but I know food stamps in Oregon and California are on a EBT card.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it is in Ohio, too.
And then, like, it works kind of like a debit card. The government puts money on it every month, and you use it, like, at the grocery store or, for some reason, Taco Bell here.
Really? Taco Bell? I wonder how they secured that deal. Because I know with EBT cards, there are certain foods that are off limits. Like, you can't purchase them using EBT cards. It's supposed to just be, like, healthy food and stuff.
But I would not...
Taco Bell is barely food, let alone healthy food.
Imagine that a bar would take an EBT card, or maybe you can pay with it, like, with Apple Pay or something.
I don't know.
But I'm very curious about that, if you know anything.
Maybe, like, the idea is you hand over your EBT card to that person, and then they... I don't know. I wouldn't trust someone.
Think about it.
I don't know how that works.
Yep, that's it. Love you, Tim. Thanks for the P.O. box. Chico!
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to check my post office box later this week. I just announced it on Friday, so I don't expect anything in the mail quite yet. But later on in the week, I will check it for the first time, and I will announce my findings. If you guys send me good stuff, I promise I'll make videos of the stuff you sent me, a little show and tell. And also, I am making space in the studio here to display all of your stuff that you send me. A little DV museum, if you will. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Hogan. Dispensing pussy squirt. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I will be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. This one's for the freaks.
You want to woo-woo, it's that woo-woo, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the flows. They didn't trip off the flow masters.
That decoration, man. It's just for decoration. That's it. And that's all, man. We do it for decoration.
You have it on your car?
Yeah, I got it on my